Chapter 18. Sin leaned against the bar, studying the map in silence, while Kat and Damien made notes on a pad across from him. There had to be some way to settle this without everyone dying. But damned if he could think of it. No matter how he looked at the situation, it was going to be a bloodbath. He could feel it. Every scenario, every plan he devised, ended up with them being eaten. There had to be something he was missing. Sin cocked his head as a new thought entered his mind. Scowling at the map, he moved closer to it as he realized what he'd overlooked.
"Where's the lock?"
Kat glanced up from her pad. "What lock?"
"The one I have to reset to keep the Demi in their cage. Zakhar was the one who reset it last time. It should be somewhere near them on a chain, but I don't see it."
She got up to study the diagram with him. "What would it look like?"
"Sumerian."
She gave him an unamused stare. "I don't see it."
"That is a really bad thing," he said. "If there's no lock, there's no stopping them."
Her eyes widened. The hair on the back of Sin's neck stood up as he felt a new presence behind him. He spun around, ready to battle, only to find the Dream Hunter cipher there, looking a lot worse for wear.
"What happened to you?"
Cipher snorted. "Was mistaken for a punching bag again, but what the hell? I'm used to it." He wiped the blood from his lips as he joined them by the diagram. "Your brother just resigned himself to death to get me out of danger." Sin's stomach sank.
"What?"
He nodded. "We have to get him out of there immediately. Kassar is planning on using him as a sacrifice to the Demi, if Kassar doesn't kill him over the fact he freed me." As bad as Sin felt about that, a tiny part of himself was relieved to know that his brother wasn't completely converted. He was still trying to do the right thing. "Zakhar also wanted me to tell you that the rod is in the house. I really hope that makes sense to you, because I have no idea what he means by it."
Sin frowned as he shook his head. He had no idea either. At least, not at first.
"Wait a sec. The rod."
He spun around and headed for his bedroom. He could feel Kat behind him, but he ignored her as he went into his closet and opened the safe. He pulled several old scrolls out of their clay containers, then headed to his bed to spread them out. Kat grimaced. "What are you doing?"
"Can you read Sumerian?"
"It's been a while, but I used to." He handed her a scroll.
"We're looking for anything to do with the Rod of Time."
She snorted. "Rod of Time? Forsaken Moon? Tablet of Destiny? You Sumerians really liked your hokey terms, huh?" He gave her a droll stare.
"They didn't exactly ask my opinion before they named them."
"Good, 'cause my estimation of your intellect would be seriously scarred if they had." She leaned playfully into him and nudged him sideways. Hiding his amusement, he jerked his chin toward his desk.
"Get your butt over there and start reading before I beat you with my Rod of Time."
She tossed him a playful look. "I can think of much better things to do with your rod than beat me, baby." Sin made a painful noise.
"Oh, God, we've degenerated into really bad punnage. I yield. Save me before my IQ points are damaged."
"Fine, you fun vampire. I'll take my scroll over here and play by myself."
"Fun vampire? What is that?"
"That would be you sucking all the fun out of life." Sin shook his head.
"You have the most interesting terms for things."
"Yes, but notice mine are creative, unlike the so stellarly named Rod of Time." Ignoring her, he spread the first scroll out and started reading. Cipher came in and joined the search. Time seemed to drag as they read line after line with no clues. Sin had forgotten just how long-winded and boring his people could be. Damn, imagine what a good editor could have done with the story of Gilgamesh. He was about ready to give up when Cipher stepped back from his side of the bed. "Found it." He held up the scroll to show them an image of the rod. It looked like a dagger with a crooked blade.